I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Skim. It's me, Scott, and her,
Kim.
And we're in the car. We're driving back from Taylor's. We just took some groceries to her because she's...
We don't want her in the stores with that baby boy.
Yeah. Plus, he's really grumpy right now. He's got his rear teeth coming in.
We got gloves on, and we went to the store, and we got lots of fruits and veggies and eggs. That's what they were out of.
Yeah,
and,
big ups to Sprouts. They have great stock and people, and I just really like it there.
Super nice.
They've been great to
you only get to buy
there.
2 dozen eggs, which I was glad to hear after apparently last week someone bought so many eggs they tried to return 60 dozen.
Yeah, they bought like 70 dozen eggs. The next day they tried to return
like
60
later.
Dozen, or a week later, whatever it is, 60 dozen eggs. Already on Twitter, I've dubbed them the egg bastards.
Well, they also got, they now will not take returns at Sprouts, which I'm glad, because that's lame. Come on, people.
It is lame.
How many dozen eggs did they buy if they were returning 60? That's the question.
Well, I thought she said 70. Maybe I heard it wrong.
I don't know.
Because they kept like 10 dozen of them.
Yeah.
So now they have this rule where you can only buy 2 dozen at a time. So Kim handed me half, because half of these were for Taylor anyway.
Yeah, so we each bought 2 dozen eggs.
So I bought 2 dozen eggs with the 20 you got cash back on. So it was all just a bit of a ritual.
That
was
a rough one taking it over there, though, because I got to see the boy from about 10 feet away, and...
Yeah, we had her open the door and hold him.
That was hard.
I'm starting to think he thinks we're just...
TV grandparents?
Yeah, we're this weird this weird couple on a phone every night that calls him and does FaceTime, but he doesn't know that we're real anymore. I mean, he's so little. What does he make of any of this?
I don't know. It made me sad.
He's only a year old.
That was hard to leave and not hold him.
Yeah, so we've been camping pretty good, though.
Well, we haven't been out of the house since last Friday.
That's not true. Kim keeps helping neighbors.
I drop things off at doors.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying...
But I don't see anyone.
I know. We had a neighbor who's got pneumonia, unrelated.
Yeah,
and
he's
Kim
off
went
of
and got him some...
He's already off, done with his antibiotics. It was like a couple weeks
ago. Kim went and got him some... DayQuil, NyQuil stuff. And
yeah, because he still has a dry cough.
Cold and flu stuff, so he was hurting. And then we got a neighbor whose freezer died. I talked about this on TMS, but all their meat went bad.
My really good friend, Ruth Ann, her freezer died in amidst all of this. And when she went downstairs to get stuff to make dinner, all of the meat was gone. It was bad. It smelled horrible. And the only thing that she got to keep was the bread and butter.
It was like a corpse down there.
She's like, you know... It was full of deer, which I didn't want in the first place.
Shouldn't really like medicine.
But a lot of chicken.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the smell if it was
just
chicken.
Wasted. It's gone. So then Kim took them a big bag of frozen meat we had just to get them by. We had
your brother. You make it sound terrible, this big bag of frozen meat.
No,
it was pre-cooked Cafe Rio pork.
No, it's pork.
Good.
It's good. There's nothing wrong with it. It's from a family event that never ended up happening because of all this.
Yeah. So it was. It kind of was awesome. We had just the right... I mean, they have six people... No, let's see. One, two, three. Yeah, six people living in their house. So they had quite a few people to feed.
Yeah.
And so it was perfect. And we had it.
We haven't really recorded one of these since this all really started happening.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, there was stuff. But it's been a couple of weeks.
Not that it's been busy. It's just been crazy.
It's just been backwards. Everything's backwards and broken. Why is that lady making hand signals? Not to us, but...
I don't know. Is she flipping that guy off?
What? I don't know. She's holding a sign and then making faces at the guy in the car. No, she's not.
Maybe she knows him.
Maybe.
Sorry, we're at one of those one lane only, so it's a stop sign and then it'll turn to a slow sign.
For some reason, we got like hardcore 90s rap playing. What's that about?
It's probably Nick. Okay. It's probably Nick's playlist. Let's turn.
Young Gravy and Albino.
We'll go pick an on series.
You know, Young Gravy, everybody. There you go. So,
here we go.
What was the point I was going to make here?
Was
that a dude? Not real friendly.
No, not as friendly as the other guy.
The other guy was plenty friendly. They're doing a water main thing here or something.
Yeah, that sucks. Actually, it's probably because of the construction.
Well, anyway, so we have been doing our part 100% to keep our distance,
stay away from people,
to help where and when we can. I hope you guys are doing the same and that you're healthy and doing okay. I just feel bad that we haven't done a show. Like, it's been... It feels like 2 minutes since we last did it.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's been too long, and so we apologize for that. This will go up today. I know a couple of you out there hate it when we do remote in the car because they don't like the sound of it because you
really?
Hear a little bit of the car stuff. I don't know. They're being picky.
Who's being picky?
It's just they just had a couple of people. It's fine. It was actually,
this,
you know what? I say a couple.
We can.
It was one person.
We do it when we can. I'm sorry.
It was one person. I shouldn't make a big deal out of it.
Then next time we won't be in the car.
we do our best to try to, but the point is we like to record when it's the right, you know, when we can.
And when we have time to just sit and talk, and we do, because we're driving.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
So we've been, you know how at night you're like, you got to occupy your mind while all this stuff is going on.
Yes.
So Kim has started watching Dharma and Greg.
Hey, it's happy.
It is happy. It's
silly
happy
and
dumb.
Happy, and it makes me laugh out loud.
You know what? I have to admit. I used to think, if you'd have said to me, hey, Scott, of all the 90s sitcoms, which one do you think was probably the biggest waste of time? I probably would have said Dharma and Greg. I probably would have said that. But you know what? It's actually funny.
I think you felt that way about Friends, though, at the time.
Oh, I kind of still feel that
but
way about Friends.
But if you said in the 90s what was going to happen this year, you'd go, whatever.
Yeah, you wouldn't even
that
thought about it.
That many different crappy things can't go on at one time. No way.
So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've come around on Dharma and Greg. It's not bad.
It's silly. And I also started watching Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah.
Another that one bad makes me laugh out 90s loud, too.
Comedy. But again, so for some reason, these are very comforting.
It's comforting because it's just silly and fun, and you don't have to think about it. And
I think
you don't have to think about everything else at the time when you're watching it.
I think we still binge Bob's Burgers because it's a reminder that everyone's family's a little weird, but they all stick together.
That's the closest one to our family.
Yeah, I know. They remind me of us.
Two girls and a boy, yeah.
Yeah, we watch a lot of that. I'm trying to get Kim convinced to watch that Tiger King thing because, man, what a weird freaking thing that was. Unfortunately, I think some of it's going
to
remind you of your upbringing.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Kind of that Deep South weirdness.
Super weird.
It's going to throw you. But I thoroughly enjoyed that train wreck, and it was a hell of a thing. Just crazy. But yeah, we're just kind of trying to make do. You know, a lot of unknowns.
No, there's a lot of people trying to make do. A lot of people have lost their jobs already, and I am so heartsick for them.
No, I can't stand that part of this. I feel like we're, you know, whatever. I'm not going to turn this show into a complaint session about how I think the response has been poor on the federal and our local level's been okay. Our governor's been pretty great.
Our local level's been awesome.
Yeah, pretty good. Although we may go into harder shutdown this week.
Probably will. That's kind of why we went grocery shopping today and got eggs and greens and all the things that you need to have on hand.
Yeah.
That if you shut down, you can't get. Although my garden's going really well downstairs.
Yeah, Kim's got a micro garden. She's growing weed. Just kidding.
Okay.
It's not weed.
Come on.
It's not weed.
It looks like weeds.
It does look like weeds. It's just a bunch of bean sprouts and like, what else? What do you got
down
there?
I've got peas going. I have cucumbers going. I have some flowers going.
Is it called a garden starter? Starter or garden starters?
It's a little, I don't know. lighthouse greenhouse. I don't know.
Yeah, she's growing this stuff under fluorescent lighting that's designed.
Because it's still snowing here in Utah. Yeah. We can't get things outside yet.
But these will all be ready to go plant.
Next week. Okay. Next week is supposed to be in the 50s, 60s. We should be okay. Yeah. Especially, well, not all of it, but definitely peas.
Today's 40 right now. Overnight it was like 26 or something. It's been pretty cold.
It's still cold here.
We haven't even talked about our heater.
Especially since our heater is out.
Our heater's out. The motor that runs the heater broke, and Amazon has missed their ship date because other more essential things have to be shipped, I suppose.
They haven't missed it. It just hasn't shipped. They're not in a hurry
to get us our motor, but and we didn't want to go through too much rigmarole locally to make other people work and get up close to people.
Well, we didn't want to have people in our house, so we ordered the motor and the whole part that's coming on Monday.
On Monday now, yeah.
By the time it gets warmer
out. It could be today, actually.
I might get lucky.
Did you?
It's still in Illinois.
Okay. Well, then I'm not even sure about Monday at this point. But anyway, yeah. We've been living on space heaters for...
Since last Saturday.
Last Saturday, yeah. And it's okay.
It's been fine.
Sleeping's been fine. Kim's got some feather bed business and all that going on. Totally warm. No problem at night.
Bed is completely warm.
I do not wake up cold.
Poor dogs get up in the morning. It's so cold in our kitchen.
Yeah, it's freezing.
And living room.
But then it warms up as we put the heater. Like right now, the space heaters are on. Hopefully we don't come home to a inferno. That'd be bad.
That'd be bad.
It'd be real bad. And it won't. We won't.
Okay.
I'm not trying to freak you out.
You're kind of freaking me out.
No, these are all good heaters. Normally you want to be there for it, but we've only been gone for an hour. It's fine.
Okay.
A lot can happen in an hour, but not today. We already had our earthquake. We haven't even talked about the earthquake.
Oh, my God.
It's been quite a week, people. Yeah, we had an earthquake a week ago Wednesday. What was it? 5.9, 6 point, what? What was it?
It was a 5.7, I think, or 5.8.
5.8 or 9, something like that.
Different things that are saying different things.
Yeah, different numbers. But that was really something. Everybody up and down the valley felt that one, and some other states
I woke me out of a dead sleep, and I was like, Scott?
And
Scott
the house
went,
was going,
are you kidding me?
I was so mad.
You're like in the middle of this.
I was like, really? Now?
Everyone's home.
Now you're going to have an earthquake? Yeah. You haven't had one like this in 30 years, and you'll have one. It was 28 years ago.
It was probably about 20 miles from us, but we felt a good jolt. But then people in the actual epicenter of it lost power for a few hours.
Yeah, and they banged up a bunch of stuff. Things fell off shelves, that kind of stuff.
So my poor little niece was scared out of her mind because she was on the top bunk.
Oh, poor thing. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, she's only 2.5, so it was pretty
sad.
This
is Olive?
No, this was... Ian's little girl. My nephew's daughter.
Oh, great niece.
My great niece. Ooh, that's weird.
You're old.
That wasn't nice at all.
Sorry, it wasn't nice. But that was a pain. I think that's what threw our motor out, actually. I think that
broke it. It might have been just enough of a shift to...
It's an old motor. And
I mean, it's new. It's, you know, the house is not new. So the 2007. Furnace is not new.
07, 06 was the house.
Something like that.
I mean, that's a bunch of years ago now.
No, it was earlier than that. I think it was 01.
No, they didn't have anything out here in 01. That was totally 06. That's when they did the founders area.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, what is the point? The point is, we had an earthquake. And then since, I don't know, how's the line? Well, it's not so bad. Do you want to do it?
Since?
Do you want to help a local business?
You didn't finish up your sentence
there. What was I saying? I don't know what I was saying.
You totally lost it. I pointed it in and out, and Scott's like, ooh, local business.
Yeah, local business. Let's help them.
Squirrel.
I mean, they're not that local anyway, anymore. But what was I? I don't know what I was saying. Oh, the worst part is we've had 90 plus, almost 100 aftershocks since then, and my daughter downtown is feeling most of them.
Yeah, Carter's at home.
So that's anxiety-inducing. You know, you don't want that.
Little tiny shifts.
The earth, man. What's up, the earth?
I think yesterday's was 3.8.
3.8
so
yesterday.
It wasn't huge, but it was you could feel it.
Yeah, but here we are a week and a day and a half later, and it's still happening.
Yeah.
And the geologist people are all saying that's normal. It dissipates over time. I don't know, because, again, 28 years since we had one like this.
Yeah.
And that was down in St. George. It wasn't even up here. So, look at this. Poor guy outside working this. Stay 10 feet back, buddy. 10 feet. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned. All right, we placed our order. With a very nice young man. Why were you asking to give him gloves? But it made it sound like you were a crazy germaphobe, not that you were trying to help. Okay.
Why did you give me this back?
What is that? I didn't give you that back. You took that.
Never mind.
Hold on. I'm going to put this in. I keep getting texts and they keep interrupting the recording.
Oh, shoot.
All right. So we're pulling up to get some food because once in a while, we've only done this twice.
Yeah.
Everything else has been home cooking. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, good job, by the way.
Thank you.
We'd be screwed if I was in charge.
We've eaten pretty well. Being that there's only two of us, it's pretty easy to make
we've done
healthy,
okay.
Pretty big meal. We always have leftovers, which is what we took the first night that our friend's freezer went out, was I took her all my leftovers, and I had plenty of food.
You know what else is great about In-N-Out? They're already ridiculously clean and efficient.
True.
So I worry less about them. All right, so anyway, earthquakes, eating at home, growing starter gardens. What else is going on, hon? Is there anything else we should be saying to the people?
I
got emails.
You do?
Yeah, should I read one?
Okay, we need to do that.
Hold on, let me see if I can do this without destroying this recording.
Should we pause it?
Oh, it's still recording.
Check it at home?
No, that's good.
Okay.
All right, so let me pull these up. Let's see here. That's the great thing about living in the modern day. We can do all kinds of cool stuff.
So cheesy.
Without leaving home. All right.
Sorry, it is loud outside. Let me roll out my window.
Let's see. Skim. Here we go. You ready for this?
Right.
Oh, I have to log back into the internet to get it.
Well, we can do this at home when we're eating our food. Everyone wants to hear us eat, right?
I mean, why wouldn't you? Okay, there it is. It worked.
Okay.
All right, here we got one. Oh, there's a bunch in here. Okay.
Yeah.
Kim, you ready for our first email?
I am.
Kim, or Skim. Hi,
oh,
Kim.
Okay.
This is from Nick. He says, this is not your son. This is a different Nick.
Okay.
He says, I have a sous vide question. I just bought my first sous vide cooker, and I was wondering if you could share some tips on how best to use it and maybe a couple of your favorite recipes.
Okay. Steak is amazing with that.
Yeah.
Because if you can even do it for just like 4 or 5 hours, you don't have to do, there's a lot of recipes that call for 24 hours, 12 hours longer.
Yeah.
Steak though, for some reason, if you cook it in a sous vide, it tenderizes it to the point where it's absolutely perfect. And then you sear the outsides.
Yeah.
You can even make it like medium rare. It is so
fantastic.
It's the most
tender, amazing meat I've ever had.
So steak, I would say, is my favorite thing. And you don't have to have the most expensive cut to make it this beautiful, amazing steak.
Yeah,
because
it's really good.
It tenderizes like nobody's business.
All right, hold on.
How are you?
All right, sorry. They had to give us our food.
So anyway, steak, I would say, is my favorite thing in there because it makes it perfect. And I did get a container on Amazon a couple years ago when I got mine that... It's kind of a big square plastic container, but it works really well because you can clip the bag of meat to the side of it and it keeps it from floating around and getting, you know, busted open or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
We've been, that's my glasses. You've been using a sealer too.
Yes.
And that sealer makes a big difference. So
you can use a Ziploc bag though and get as much air as you can out. It works still.
Yeah, it still works. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to have that completely sealed off if you can. But if not, you'll still, I mean, it's the best meat you're ever going to eat.
You can buy some steaks that are completely sealed from the store.
Yeah.
Which makes it a lot easier to sous vide.
I mean, I know people who make, my friend Will Smith make, not the actor.
All right.
The tech reporter slash content creator, Will Smith. He uses a sous vide to make ice cream of all things.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's so good.
Because you have to cook things, so
yeah.
You might as well.
He raves about that. He says it's really good.
Roasts are another really easy way to do it. That they're just so tender. And you can do them up to like 48 hours and still be perfect.
Yeah, everyone loves a good roast.
We actually sous vide a turkey this year.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, remember?
Nice.
We sous vide
that was amazing. I forgot we did that.
It was so moist. It was so good. I know you hate that word.
I hate that word, moist. But
it was
sure.
So tender.
Yeah. You know why? It's because when I would grow up, my parents would, or the adults in my life growing up would say, oh, have you noticed how much moisture we're getting?
I don't know why.
Like, just say how much rain we're getting. Don't say how much moisture we're getting.
Well, anyway, right. I've also sous vide ramen eggs, which are amazing.
Yeah, those are good.
They get this perfect center.
Yep.
Where they're still a little. Anyway, I'd say play with it, have fun with it.
You have yet to sous vide a thing I didn't love eating. It was all amazing.
Everything was really good.
You can cook anything in it.
It's such a nice way to make really good food without cooking it to death and drying it out.
Agreed. I'll bet you could do hot dogs in there and they'd be better.
They probably would. Well, the nice part is if you put it in a container that is sealed, you can put all your marinade in there and cook it in the marinade without the heat getting to, like, without cooking your marinade, I guess, is the
best. Did you know that I dated a girl in high school named Marinade?
No, you did not.
I did. There was a girl named Marinade.
Marinade?
And a girl named Lotion. I dated two girls. Yep.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Their hippie parents named them Marinade. They weren't the same family, but Marinade and Lotion.
They were two families like this?
Yeah. I couldn't believe her name was Lotion, and I was sure they were making that up.
That's weird.
Oh, I wouldn't be sorry.
I mean, that's... No, I'm sorry to be, you know, this in your name, but... Ew.
Marinade's a bad name.
Marinade's a bad name.
All right, got one here from Jeff, a.k.a. Keg Tapper. Says, hey, Scott and Kim, love the show. I enjoy Kim talking about food and food-related subjects. Well, I got good news for you then there, Kev, Jeff. You're okay too, Scott, he says. But I listen to your other shows, and Kim just shakes things up in the right way. Now, for the reason I'm emailing you, I've been trying to alter my diet and eating habits, and I wanted to give Kim a recipe that I've been recently trying that I found to be amazing. It is for a sweet potato, black bean, and quinoa chili.
Oh, wow.
I'm a big fan of beef, pork, chicken, fish, but I can't seem to get enough of this meatless chili. After making it the first time, I have adjusted it to my taste, mainly more beans and sweet potato, but I plan on adding roasted peppers and varying types in the future. Thanks for occupying the space in my brain so often. Jeff, P.S. Sorry if you've already had this recipe. And then he lists it for us.
Oh,
tells us everything you got to do.
We have not had that recipe. But
so
that
we
got
to do that. We got to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Jeff, you got a friend in me. All right. Rasmus.
You have my attention.
Rasmus wrote in, says, I was just listening to Skim 43, and you were discussing the name COVID-19. He says it's short for coronavirus disease 2019, which is caused by the virus SARS-CoV-2. The virus has the name because it and the symptoms of the disease are similar to that as the SARS epidemic from 2003. It does, however, not appear to be as deadly as the variant back then, just more contagious.
Oh,
I added that just more contagious part because that's what I heard, is that it's the contagious part of it and the rapid spread that's different. Mm. It's not as deadly per capita as the other was if you caught it.
It scares me to death.
But it seems like in 2003 and for the H1N1 thing in 2012 or whatever it was, it seems like we were just better at that then. We were better at, like...
We had a better response team.
Better response, yeah. So anyway, thanks for the update there, Rasmus Johansson. That's a cool name, isn't it?
That is a cool name.
That'll do it for emails.
All right.
Well, I think We've had laughs, we've had a tear or two. You didn't see it, but Kim got a little teary over seeing the boy.
Oh, I wanted to see the boy.
Yeah, I did too.
I did see him. But I didn't get to hold him. A little sad.
I'll tell you what, from a Skim perspective, here's what I wish for all of you before we go, okay?
Okay.
I wish that everybody listening to this gets to be holed up in a isolation with someone they actually like.
You actually like me?
If I didn't like Kim so much and she didn't like me so much, this would be miserable.
This would be miserable.
But instead,
so I'm sorry for people that do have to go through that.
There's solidarity here. There's like, I don't know, it's kind of not nice, but this could be so much worse, and I really feel for people that are struggling with that. If their relationship is going sour or they just aren't feeling it anymore, I feel bad. So if that's you,
I'm sorry.
I hope this doesn't sound like I'm rubbing it in your face, because I'm really not trying to, and I hope you guys are doing okay. But for all those who are with the ones they love, congrats. It could be a lot worse. Yeah. All right.
Or even their animals.
I love the dogs. Kim doesn't love them so much, but I love them.
I don't love them. I like them okay, but I'm not a cuddler with my dogs.
I love cuddling with my dogs.
They are a secure.
They do stink, but they're my security blanket that stinks.
They're a stinky security blanket.
Well, every kid that ever had a security blanket, those blankets don't smell good after a while.
That's true. I agree with you.
So these are just living blankets.
All right.
Be good to each other. Stay healthy. Stay safe. And we'll have another episode to you soon.
We love you all.
Yeah, we love you all. See you guys later.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.